Welcome to Third Coast Vein, presented by the Coastal Bend Blood Center. And now, here's your host, Ashley Ramirez.
Hello, everyone. It's Ashley Ramirez once again with our Third Coast Vein podcast. I'm so excited to be with you guys. Yet again, as always, super excited to give you all the latest and greatest that is happening here at your local Coastal Bend Blood Center. So let's get into it. As always, I just want to remind you all, as I normally do, that if you are able to book your life-saving appointment today or tomorrow, please do so. You know, we are coming up to the summertime, summer season, and we all know what that means. And if you are new here and you do not know what that means, what this means is that we are upon some crucial, very stressful times. So summertime is really, really difficult for your local Coastal Bend Blood Center and actually blood centers throughout. So it's just something that everybody deals with, and it's just what it is and what it's been for years and years and years. And the reason being is that high school students account for 30% of our blood supply. And obviously they're out of school. You know, it also, you know, being on out on, you know, going scheduling vacations, etc., plays a huge part as well. Just the distractions of summer in general play a huge part, and it's just something that we deal with every single summer. So, you know, please, please keep that in mind if you can donate now. I mean, every day, right? So, for example, whole blood, you can donate every 56 days, which equates to a little more than four times a year. So, you know, make those plans to donate blood and give life. You know, we cannot stress enough just how important it is. Let's not wait till it hits home, till we may need it or a loved one. Let's do our part as a community and as just good human beings and give the gift of life, you know, as much as possible. So please keep that in mind. Again, as I always say, we understand if you can't commit to that four plus a year, but even just twice, you know, that let's start with that. That would be absolutely wonderful. We would appreciate it. But I know for a fact that the individuals at our local hospitals who are patiently waiting for this life-saving blood appreciate it so much more. So, and their family members as well. So I just wanted to begin with that, because that's something that I just constantly want to keep that reminders and, you know, kind of put that out there as much as possible. Just, you know, another friendly reminder, maybe, oh, you know what, I'm off tomorrow, or, you know, I have some time during my lunch tomorrow, or I have some time during, you know, meetings. Let me find a blood mobile that's near me and let me do my part and give back to my community. So anywho, hopefully this persuaded somebody to give life. Hopefully that's the goal, right? But I wanted to talk a little bit about what's coming up in May. We always have something, right, here at the Blood Center, always. And again, once again, I always remind you guys of this as well. If you are not following us on our social media sites, please do so. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well as LinkedIn, and you can find us at Coastal Bend Blood Center. There you will keep up with all the events and just different blood drive calendar as well, all the things that you need to know about what's going on with your blood center, as well as keeping track of this podcast as well. If you haven't followed or subscribed, please, please do so. We really appreciate it. Stay tuned, because we will be having some fun incentives throughout the year, you know, some fun trivia and some fun giveaways for our listeners. We want to, you know, we're always about trying to make it fun, and it's just another avenue of getting the word out of the importance of giving blood. That's just what it is. That's the bottom line. And we appreciate your support, and we appreciate you listening to us when you have that time. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. On behalf of the Blood Center, we all appreciate it. So anywho, so May brings, of course, we have our platelet pachanga coming up next week. It's the first Tuesday of every month. So next Tuesday, May the 7th, is our next platelet pachanga. So as always, we are in need of all blood types and of whole blood, plasma, and especially platelets as well. So we're really trying to increase our platelet donors. And, you know, we came up with this platelet pachanga that we have again every first Tuesday of every month. And it's also Double Down is another campaign as well. So if you donate more than once platelets during a month, you also get entered in for an opportunity to win a fun incentive. This month of May will be, it's actually a gift card with multiple local restaurants, so you get a chance to, you know, win that and choose whatever restaurant you like. I think you get about six or seven different restaurants. I think there's Olive Garden, there's Longhorn, and a couple others that I cannot remember. Cheesecake, I believe. Some really, really great restaurants here. You get to choose which one you'd like to you'd like to go have dinner or lunch at. So that's just something else, food for thought. We have that going on. Plus, again, the Watonga, you get to enjoy some really good food, some fun fiesta food, some fun fiesta music, and just some happy vibes. You know, you should just be happy that you are able to give the gift of life, right? And that you're doing something so amazing in your very own community. So please mark that down if you don't already know. Next Tuesday, May the 7th, our platelet pechanga. Everybody will enjoy some chips and salsas from Chewy's. Yay! And everybody knows how delicious it is there. Also, shout out to Chewy's and everybody there. Ricardo and Mark, shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for always supporting the local, you know, your local blood center. You guys always give us incentives. You know, you guys are always our monthly incentive, usually in May or at some point in the year. So thank you so much for being a continued community partnership that we truly appreciate. So yeah, everybody's gonna enjoy chips and salsa. Also, they are our monthly sponsor, so you will also receive a coupon when donating for a free chips and queso, I believe. So you can always eat on that day, and then on another day, go and have some chips and queso on top of having dinner. So I think it's a win-win, definitely. But most importantly, you are not saving one life with one donation. You save multiple lives. So, you know, please keep that in mind. So we have that going on May the 7th. We also want a friend, you know, to make sure that we state as a friendly reminder that High School Red Cord Hero Program is about to come to a head. So that will end for this annual competition challenge on May the 11th. So that is the last day for high school students to get your donations in order for you to receive your red cord for graduation. So parents, family members, whomever is listening, please make sure that if you know of a high school student that's a senior at our local high schools, to please remind them that they have till May the 11th to get their donations in. And a friendly reminder, if the students donated on their own behalf, they need at least 3 donations. If they were not able to donate on their own behalf, they needed 5 people to donate in their honor. Now, if you're not sure how many donations you have, feel free to give us a call at the center at 361-855-4943, and we'll be more than happy to let you know where you're at, how many donations you have, how many you need, etc. So yeah, you know, just another friendly reminder of that. It's, you know, we're about 2 weeks from that. Oh my goodness, I still can't believe that we're already in May. It's pretty crazy, but that's a really important thing. May is really super, super hectic for us, especially because we have the, you know, the Red Cord program, the high school awards, which we're really excited about. This is an opportunity for us to showcase and highlight all of our local high schools in the Coastal Bend, as well as the chair people, you know, principals, nurses, students that go above and beyond, and all the goods. We actually have a super cool announcement that we're going to have this year at our high school awards for our, you know, for a specific students. We can't really say too much, but it's really, really excited, and we're very excited. This is our first time ever doing this and having this at the Coastal Bend Blood Center, so it's actually a pretty big deal. I am so stoked, as well as all of our other staff members. So it's going to be a really great day, and it's just all about making sure that we are doing our part and, you know, furthering our students' education here in our, you know, local community. So, and that's what it's all about, right? So we love being a part of that. It's really special to us, and we just hope that we're able to continue that here. So shout out to the individuals that made this happen. Very, very grateful. Thank you so much for that. But yeah, so if you ever, again, just want to know what's going on, dates, where we're at, where our blood drives are at, you can always visit our website, coastalbendbloodcenter.org. On there, you'll see the tab at the top, which will say blood drive calendar. And then you'll be able to see where we're at for the remainder of the year. We do this monthly, and you can actually book your appointment and schedule your appointment on the calendar as well. Super convenient. Or again, as I mentioned earlier, you can give us a call, 361-855-4943, and we can actually book your life-saving appointment via phone as well. So, or if you're not sure, you don't know what your schedule is going to be like for this particular day, or your schedule varies, we understand that as well. Walk-ins are always welcome. Please, please remember this. Walk-ins are always welcome. We never want to turn anyone away. We understand people's schedules vary. You know, at the end of the day, we're just trying to make sure that we obtain at least 120 donations daily, because that is our goal every single day. This is why our blood mobiles are out in the community within the 10 counties every single day. We don't have the luxury of stopping or taking a day off. We just can't. Being the sole provider of blood supply, we need to be out in the community 7 days a week. Our hospital service is open 24/7. So, you know, they counted us and they count on us, and we understand that mission. And the only way that we can truly make sure that we're able to fulfill our life-saving mission is with our amazing donors like yourself. So thank you again. Thank you so much to whomever has donated blood and who is a continuous, you know, a consistent donor. Thank you so much. That's the goal. We want first-time donors. We want consistent donors. And of course, ultimately, we want lifetime donors. That is the ultimate goal here for the Coastal Bend Blood Center. And we just, as I mentioned before, if you are not able to donate as much as you can, which, you know, as I mentioned, whole blood, you can donate every 56 days, which equates to a little more than four times a year. If you cannot do that, please just start with twice a year, and that will do wonders. I mean, wonders for your local Coastal Bend Blood Center. So hopefully this resonates with someone who's listening to this. And if we can at least get to one person, then we know that we're making a difference and that we're doing our part. And this podcast is doing what it's supposed to do, which is bringing awareness and just bringing that constant awareness and of the importance and just that how vital giving blood is, truly, truly is. And not only our community, but communities throughout. So please, please keep that in mind. So yeah, we have our Double Down. We have our Platelet Pechanga. We have our Red Cord that's coming up. Deadline again, once again, May 11th, 2024. Also, if you're not sure about your donations, you can always call us 361-855-4943. You can shoot us an email, follow us on social media, Coastal Bend Blood Center. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know, we just always have tons and tons of things coming, you know, going on. So we're really, really thankful for each and every one of you who takes the time to give life. We really cannot thank you guys enough. So this month of May also, we have launched our Topo Chico inspired t-shirt, which is really exciting. It says Texas donor. We know that anytime the state of Texas or Texas is involved, everyone loves that, which I personally love. I love representing Texas. I love representing, you know, my state. Why not? Texas is the best state to live in, right? Yes. Yes, it is. So, you know, everybody's loving it. Everybody is loving this t-shirt. I personally love it. This actually, you know, I've worked here now about 7 years, and this probably is one of my favorite top three for sure, favorite t-shirts that I have had the opportunity to see. So I'm really excited about this, and I think everyone's loving it. It's perfect. It's actually a perfect t-shirt to wear for Cinco de Mayo too, because it's yellow, red, and white. You know, it's just those fiesta colors. So it's a perfect t-shirt for Cinco de Mayo. It's a perfect t-shirt for summer. It has all the summer vibes. It's, you know, again, Topo Chico inspired. Who doesn't love that? It's just a fun, positive, you know, lightweight summer vibes tea. I think that's the best way I can describe it. So I'm thinking everyone's loving, is going to love it if you haven't seen it already. So everybody who donates during the month of May will receive that Topo Chico inspired shirt, which says Texas donor, as well as a Chewy's coupon, which is a free queso and chips. Also, if you attend the Platelet Pechanga, which is happening on May 7th, which is next Tuesday, you will receive not only all those goodies I mentioned, but also free chips and salsa on that day as well. Some fun music, some fun vibes. You can do some karaoke, whatever your heart desires after you donate blood or before. So yeah, keep all of these fun events in mind. And once again, there's plenty more coming up. We have some pretty exciting things coming up during the summer for June and July. So, you know, stay tuned for our Third Coast of Vein podcast, because we'll be giving you all the goods here as well as on our social media. And if you have any questions or you'd love to hear something for us to speak about on this podcast, please let us know. You can send us a message on social media. You can reach out to me, Ashley Ramirez. You can email me at aramirez@coastalbendbloodcenter.org. I'm always happy to hear any suggestions you have, or maybe some questions you may have. I'd love to answer them for you guys, or, you know, have some of our other team members join me on the podcast to answer some of those questions as well. So once again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and we hope that we see you guys very soon, either here at the Blood Center or on one of our blood mobiles. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
You've been listening to Third Coast Vein, presented by the Coastal Bend Blood Center with your host, Ashley Ramirez. Tune in for the next episode of the Third Coast Vein.